Do you guys know why I don't eat at IHOP?
Because Ludacris.
No, I don't eat at IHOP because I don't want to perpetuate crepe culture.
Oh, my God.
You didn't make that up.
Do you know what is a crepe?
I do. I did. I tweeted it. It came from my brain.
Greetings, adventurers. This is the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael Thriftiner Tomorrow, and with me is Michael Bachman.
As always, am I supposed to say who I am?
Yes.
Wait, right now?
Yeah.
Should we run it? Okay. I'm Mike Bachman, and I play Tom the Dragonborn.
Also with us, Jennifer Cheek.
Hey guys, I play Aludra the Dwarf Warden.
Steven Strom.
Hi everybody, I'm Mike Bachman and I fucked it up.
Who am I?
I play Tom Darkblade.
I'm Steven Strom and I play Junpei Iori, the one-armed goblin.
Aww.
And finally, Tim Lanning.
I play Tom Darkblade, the Minotaur.
No.
Hey guys. So I guess we should start by saying thank you.
Oh, how was your all's week? What's new for you?
Oh, no big deal. Just like our Kickstarter got funded. Like,
what's
bunch.
A Kickstarter?
Holy crap! What?
Almost three times over at this point.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Well.
So
okay.
Fun.
So we inside baseball. We record on Wednesdays.
Baseball.
And it takes like 1,000 years to actually edit the podcast and put it up on
right.
Monday.
Because we're kind of the worst.
So when you're listening to it, our Kickstarter has been canceled. But yeah. At this time, we currently
at this time
okay.
We were flying high.
Yeah. If you were listening to this podcast right now, we are probably in prison for some kind of tax fraud involving this.
Exactly. Oh, for sure.
But yeah, I mean, it's amazing. Thank you guys so much. Obviously let us know if you have any ideas for that. We still have, I mean, by the time you hear this, we'll still have like 3 weeks to go on the Kickstarter. So, that is if you're not a future person,
oh.
If you're a current day person, yeah, 3 weeks to go.
If you are a future
if you
person,
wanna...
couldn't you have come back and told us not to get involved with those shady Yakuza and got us out of this tax deal in the first place? That's all I want to know.
They had those Google glasses. How could
yeah.
we say no?
Oh, man. Those are so sweet. But seriously, guys, like, I can't even, like, thank you so much for the funding you've done. I'm completely humbled by it. Mm-hmm. I know yeah. we're all in shock. It's fantastic. Thank you so much.
Can we talk real quick about how y'all gonna spend that money? Because I know what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna have my clothes made out of hundreds.
I think I would like to buy probably one more microphone and a video thing so that Jennifer and I don't have to be all up on the same mic.
We want to be like in separate rooms in our house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to record in the bathroom and we'll record in the kitchen. Our apartment is very small.
We're very strangely old school gender stereotypes where the woman belongs in the bathroom and the man belongs in the kitchen. We're weird Quakers.
Just assume that Aludra's always pooping.
Yeah.
24/7 pooping.
That is where she draws her power. The bidet is actually what she calls her font of power.
Oh.
So if you would like your very own Drunks and Dragons t-shirt or a special handmade, lovingly crafted dice bag with dice or a whole shitload of other stuff, you can go to just go to our website, dndpodcast.com, D, N as in Nancy, and D.
As in again. Dancy.
Or you can just go to Kickstarter and search for Drunks and Dragons. That'll work too. And,
if you Google Drunks and Dragons, I believe we're like the Kickstarter is like the second or third thing that comes up.
It was the first thing when I clicked it, or when I searched it today. Maybe
So get on that and be part of our wonderful world. We're going to come up with stretch goals probably tonight. We'll probably have announced them by the time you hear this. But yeah, we're going to come up with some really cool stretch goals that are going to involve more content. We're going to play more D&D or other things for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Because we like it.
No Shadowrun.
No Shadowrun.
Never that.
Hey, guys, I have one of the many features of this Kickstarter that I haven't told you about is we have a new segment called What Did We Fuck Up Last Week?
This is going to take a while, probably.
This is accountability.
The first thing we fucked up is what slow does.
Whoops.
Slow gives you two movements. You can go move two spaces, and that's it.
What?
We never actually did it, because I never actually moved the character, but yeah. You can only move two spots.
Did we mess up difficult terrain? I feel like that was the most complicated.
Yeah.
I don't think we messed it up. I refreshed my memory. I have to go back and see. One of the things I wasn't sure about was whether or not difficult terrain would go away when Junpei was unconscious.
Oh, yeah. But, that's important.
We can all agree Junpei is pretty complicated right now.
Yeah.
That's such a MO of being a controller. I don't really do much interesting stuff, but boy, is it complicated.
So yeah, I don't have an answer on that one yet. Maybe you could tell us. The other
tell
thing
us where
we did.
We fucked up.
The other thing we did really wrong was intimidate. Messed up.
That's correct.
That was completely wrong.
Wait, is it better or worse?
It was much. Well, yeah, it's probably worse.
Oh.
Wrong in every sense.
Okay. Wait, you made it worse than it was, or it is worse than it really is?
I'll tell you what it's really supposed to do, and you can decide. It is, first of all, a standard action.
Oh.
Nah.
Not a minor action.
Nah.
And,
hey, we're in a world where Dragonborn have tails. Who knows what's a standard action?
And the other thing is that... it doesn't give you bonuses in combat. You can do stuff with it, like if your enemy is bloodied, you can basically assert your will on them and make them kind of do. If you succeed, you basically do whatever they'll do whatever you want them to do up until the point of. They won't like attack their friends and they won't attack themselves, but they will run away or they will surrender.
That's so awesome. I could like. You know, I don't know. I could have like just make some sweet love on the battlefield. I can just assert
touch
my will.
Left boob or two,
right?
Yeah, I
only
mean,
the left.
If that's
an intentional boob graze,
I mean that might be considered attacking themselves.
No, I would be doing the attacking.
Considering, I mean, you know, considering your multiple venereal, well, no, not multiple at this point. So your single venereal disease.
We're perpetuating rape culture right now. Move on.
I was about to say. Kind of weird.
So yeah, so it doesn't do what we thought it did. I don't know why I believed you people.
I googled it.
Liars.
I didn't find anything about it, so I just made it up, but I did google it.
It says right here in the second edition handbook, intimidate takes one Gygax and turns him into a Lord British. It says so right here.
That doesn't make sense.
Right in black and white.
I don't know what I did.
Because that's what everything stuff was in back in those days. Everything was in black and white.
Yeah.
Color didn't.
I'm drunk.
Even people.
Yeah. Well, the world was.
So, guys, that's going to conclude our segment of what we did wrong last week.
And that's what we fucked up.
Yeah, Strom, go ahead and make a song.
Yeah, you're welcome.
The fuck up song.
If you would like to correct us, email us at info@dndpodcast.com.
It's better to get in Twitter fights with us at dndpodcast. To the girl that I was arguing with about Drow, we are no matter who won our argument, we both lost based off of our argument on Drow's eyeballs.
wow.
To our mutual parents, I apologize. Let us move on and get real jobs and
Tim, you know you love Drow. She'll never stop talking about
Drow. Yeah, she was all like, hey, it's too bright. The Drow cleric should have been hurt by something like, man.
That's technically, that's true.
Yeah, but
that's accurate.
Dritz is always like, I'm annoyed by this light. Not
well, maybe she has highlight vision.
Drizzt. Oh, yeah, she's a reverse Drow.
Also, Drizzt is like the Superman of the D&D universe, so, I mean.
That's true.
Do whatever he wants.
Super Drow.
Super Drow.
True. Hey, guys, everybody except for Bachman, roll a d20.
Oh, Christ, I don't even know how I'm going to do this with my current setup.
Gotta roll it on.
Put a Monopoly box in your belly.
On your junk.
My keyboard is on my belly.
I rolled anyway, but I got a 5, so I would have lost.
Well.
I got a 10.
I rolled a 15.
Oh, Christ, this is going to be close. Hold on.
It'll take your time.
Yeah, how did you know it was going to be close before you rolled?
There was a bunch of numbers all over the place. I don't know. Uh-huh. I didn't use this to what the rules.
That's actually the opposite of close. That's like.
I thought we were going by Price is Right rules. I wasn't sure.
All right.
So is that Jennifer then? Oh,
it's
guys,
me.
Guys, hey, quick! I have a Kickstarter update. John V has just ordered a dice bag.
Oh, cool!
Oh, shout outs.
Oh, cool! Great. This is could do wonderful out. For our. Our clip, wonderful, normally fast-paced podcast.
Okay.
Move it.
Guys, do you want to know what happened last week in our past podcast? Because I'm ready.
Yeah, let's do it.
So, just to give a general background, in case for some reason you're listening for the very first time, we four adventurers woke up on slabs, did not have our memories, we had a weird thing implanted behind our ear. In our brain. I think you correct me on that every time I say it. It's inside of our brain. It's going to do some bad stuff. Junpei got his removed because his head exploded, but his gen servant fixed his brain. So that's good. But me...
Obviously.
I'm going to murder my husband, Tim Lanning, right now because he's using the climbing in your windows... what do you call that thing when you push the button and then the sound comes?
Soundboard.
He's using a soundboard to... mess me up. I'm real mad at him right now.
It's 2011,
hey,
y'all. Believe it.
Hey, shut the fuck up. Before I divorce you. So, anyway. I say this all the time. We joke.
We like to have fun here.
We have implants in our brains. Junpei doesn't anymore, but me and Tom and Tom still have implants in our brains. So, we gotta find the cleric Finnegan to get that out of our brains. So, we're in the city car right now, and we were on our way to try to meet up with Finnegan. When these four jerk faces were like, hey, let's fight. Guess who they are? They're Tum's siblings. And they are assholes, and they beat the shit out of us.
Yeah.
So.
Well, they didn't really beat the shit out of us.
It was a knockdown, drag-out fight.
It was pretty intense. Like, we all thought we were going to die. I especially thought I was going to die, but.
The issue was we almost lost in the very first round, but we got past that round.
Yeah.
And then we proceeded to have
the longest fight in the history of our podcast, and I almost fell asleep.
That might actually be true. It might have been the longest fight in our history.
I think it was, yeah.
And then, so they got us all unconscious. Me, Tom, and Junpei wake up in a cell, and Tom is out in an arena with a minotaur, and that's where we left off.
With a minotaur named Tum.
Named Tum.
It's very confusing. He's new Tum.
He's new Tum.
He's Tum 2.
And we finally met... Yeah, he's a robot. We finally met my father, Trant Thumble, and he was a very good-looking human warrior, mm-hmm. and he basically told me, hey, you weren't supposed to be part of my Thumble clan, but here you are. If you can kill this minotaur, you can be... Tum once again.
So, are we supposed to understand that you're adopted?
That's where I'm putting my money, just because he's got all these different races, unless he just, likes everything.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he might.
My sister is a tiefling.
How does this idea grab you guys? I'm voting that we start calling him, an indentured relative.
Yeah, that kind of seems like what's up, because you gotta, prove yourself. To, stay in.
Here's what I'm saying. What if all y'all are my brothers / sisters?
That's gonna make me feel uncomfortable about all the cuddling I did on
all
you
the
that
fucking
one night.
We've been doing
yeah, we've
in
been
secret.
Really getting it. There's raw dog getting it. It's really uncomfortable.
That reminds me.
Ugar doesn't believe
if you would
us.
Like us to do a children friendly podcast feed, give us literally
$86,000. We did do it one time, but it was hard. It was really difficult.
I know, that's what it takes.
Oh, I think I even dropped subtle necrophilia references. I couldn't help it.
Yeah, subtle.
So guys, can you see the map here? I didn't realize I already had put it on.
Oh yeah, I've been looking at it for 20 minutes, dog.
Oh.
I forgot to click the roll 20.
It's the Boston Red Sox Stadium.
You guys are in an arena.
It's Boston Red Sox Stadium.
That's where I live.
It's called Fenway Park.
Is it? I don't know baseball.
Hey, this is inside baseball. Every time I see something dark out of my goddamn peripheral vision, I think it's a fucking snake, a rat, and it really has been freaking me out for the past 4 days.
Is it because you threw this blanket down on the ground? Is that why you think that's it?
It's making a... We're a professional podcast.
Listeners, you can't see Tim's face right now, but rest assured that he is 100% serious when he's saying this.
No, yeah. I was in the poop scoot, and then I looked to the left through the crack, and I was like, ah! But it was just the grout in the tile.
See, I don't know about that, though. I think something lives in there.
No, at my work.
Oh, your work. Well, I think something lives in there.
So apparently...
Okay, shut up, guys.
Apparently, looking at this map, CVS Pharmacy exists in this world.
Yep.
And WB Macy.
No. They're the person that bought the killer character. So this podcast is brought to you by CVS. CVS, we're the drugstore with carpet. That's what the C stands for.
What does the V stand for?
Carpet.
I almost made fun of you for a second, but then I realized I don't know what CVS Pharmacy slogan is either.
Carpet, very sexy.
Yeah, carpet, very sexy.
They fucking love
How do you not? If you guys are done, you're in this arena. The infield here, you'll notice, is this is actually... There's a wall where the infield ends here.
Yeah,
so
the green
you guys...
monster.
You mean the arena
wall. No, shut up.
But it's there. I can see
it. The green monster is also a wall. But no, the infield here is you guys can't actually walk through it because there's a wall there.
Okay, all right.
But you can see through a window. You can see what's happening with Tom.
So you mean, as dumb as it sounds, the infield is that clay part.
That's that dirt?
Clay part?
Yeah, the dirt
That's
part.
That's dirt?
Yes.
Okay. Have you seen a baseball field before?
What is base?
Who's on first?
To give people an idea of where we are in the battlefield, I'm on score J5.
Oh no. We're like around second base.
I'm
Tom moves to rook 8.
So Tom is about 5 squares away from a very large and menacing minotaur.
Diagonally.
Fuck you, bitch.
The crowd is completely going wild.
Can I do an acrobatics check to like do what is normally a dungeoneering check, but I'm essentially breakdancing in the sky to let the crowd soar to an entire like frothy level.
How is that a dungeoneering check at all?
Well, because dungeoneering, we always make a joke. It's a running joke we have in this podcast.
Oh, is
dungeoneering?
It?
No, that's streetwise. Excuse me.
Yep,
right.
Thanks.
Yeah,
thanks.
No, you really nailed it. Can you roll initiative, please?
All of us?
No, just Tom.
Do I see that happening?
Yeah.
No, you're napping, remember? You pointed out twice last podcast that you're napping.
Oh, I forgot. I'm glad you guys remembered. I am
I got a 20. Oh, wait, no, I can see Tom, so 22. Right?
Sure.
Okay, 22.
Wait, are we all napping?
You are going to get to attack first.
Okay,
if you want to attack, I mean, you could try to run and scale the walls, I guess.
Can you give, like, I am a rogue. This person's a terrifying minotaur with an axe. Axe and shield. Is there anything I see on the arena?
Perhaps an automatic rifle.
Is there a gun? Is there is this where the cannons are?
It's actually just a sort of sandy field. With about 10-foot walls leading up to the crowd. And, and basically there's some windows leading into this little holding area, and there's another holding area behind where the Minotaur is.
Can I get a general sense of the window to where Aludra, Junpei, and Tom are? Like, can I throw my shuriken at it and try to like break the bars so they can climb out and help me?
Well, there are definitely guards stationed in their holding cell.
So. Okay. All right. So I'm like, okay.
It's been made pretty clear to you that you're not to interfere.
Okay.
With this battle. Otherwise. There's guards. There's like hundreds of guards.
Maybe also we'll like ruin it for Tom if we like, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. I move 4 forward, And then I do Dazing Strike against him.
So you're right up on the Minotaur.
I'm right up on the Minotaur. And that is a 30 versus okay. AC.
That's a lot.
That is going to hit.
All right. And then I do... Where's my other D8? Here it is.
I like that.
That's good.
I do 15 damage, and he is dazed, which means he can only do one action next turn.
Wowie.
Nice.
And I use my... No.
Okay, you use your what?
I'm good. I'm good.
Okay, I don't like this dazing thing, because that puts a... That puts a cramp in what I have wanted to do.
That's what I did. Womp, womp.
That might be the point of dazing. I don't know.
Man. So how long is he dazed?
Until the end of my next turn.
Okay. All right. So he is confuzzled and confused by what's happening. He did not think you were going to hit him that hard, I don't think. And you know he had all these plans. You can just see this in a blink of an eye looking at him. You've really thrown him off. But he is going to take his giant battle axe, which would probably be a two-hander for anyone in the party, but for him he's just sort of wielding it easily with one.
He is a Minotaur
with one meaty claw,
and he is going to
Sly Flourish! No.
He's going to use his battle axe.
He's actually a rogue.
That'd be funny if he was actually a rogue.
What if you were like the same character fighting each other? Yeah. That sounds kind of weird.
It is except Dark Link.
Yeah, Thrifty. How cool would that have been if you thought of it beforehand? Jeez.
Well, I actually think it's a lot cooler to have this sort of yin and yang thing. Big muscly guy versus little fast guy.
The Minotaur is not that fast.
No, I have a lot of muscles, though. I'm like Gohan from the Cell Saga.
Jesus. More like muscles on top of muscles.
That's,
muscles
on top of muscles.
That's because unnatural. Of the email we got where they wanted more DBZ references.
Okay.
That.
So, guys, if you look on the screen, you'll see that a 22 was just rolled against Tum's armor class.
Where'd you get that 22 set of die?
Well, if you look, you actually could have seen it roll in the interface, and then you see over on the side it says 14 plus 8 equals 22.
I'm just saying, you said you rolled a 22. That's some.
Well, it did. It literally rolled.
Yeah, but it didn't roll a 22. Then... It rolled a 14 and then added an 8.
Oh, I'm asleep.
Yeah,
there guys, I just woke up. What's going on?
I've been asleep for 1,000 years and ripping everything.
One of the guards in the cell seems annoyed at Junpei and stabs him with a spear and takes 3 points of damage.
He's dead. One of the guards has 1,000 gold American points. It's Sacagawean dollars. And he stabs Junpei in the head.
No, not in the head.
Oh, okay, does 22 hit your armor class, Tom?
It does.
I think that guard needs to roll against my armor class.
Nope. Okay, so that would be a roll 1d6. This is your fault, you guys.
What?
You caused this.
What do you mean?
No, we didn't.
How so?
You were complaining last week.
What complaining?
About what?
You guys were like a bunch of whiny bitches.
Well, that's
like, hey, rolling second.
Well, we didn't know that we were fighting level 6.
Yeah, we didn't know.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
We thought you were critting.
All right, you take 8 points of damage.
I stir from my nap just as that happens and sit up to see that hit happen outside the window. Just kind of chuckle to myself and go back to sleep.
Aludra is very anxious. Extremely anxious.
Okay, so it's back to me, or?
Yeah, back to you.
Can I do a perception check to see if there's literally any advantage I can get?
As a minor, sure.
Oh no!
I think I got a one.
You don't pick up any ideas.
You got it. I'm gonna do. All right. Wait for it, everybody. Are you ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna do low slash.
Oh, what? I was not ready for it.
Oh, that's weird. I have this new dagger that whenever I do a move, it says it. I got a 22 versus reflex.
Okay.
Reflex! That's
gonna hit.
And. Okay. So. I do 6 damage, and he is slid 1 square. Let's just move him up into the right, away from us, from me.
Aludra's peering out the window, and she's like, "Oh yeah, that a boy!" Like she's at a sporting event. She's
and then the crowd goes wild.
And
the crowd's like, "Why is that man dwarf so excited?"
What?
And he's slowed to the end of my next turn.
He's slowed, huh?
Yep. So man. And then for my movement, I'm gonna move 1, 2, 3. 4, 5. Wait, is that right?
All right. 1, 2, 3.
Okay. Tim, okay, I'm here.
Beautiful, brilliant bastard.
And then as my standard, I'm going to do... I don't know if you guys like this.
You already used your minor and your move, right?
Yeah, I have a standard. Yeah.
Okay, well then you would have had to have... you used a minor to use perception.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm good then.
Oh, man. Oh, did you explain... Tom move way far away from the Minotaur. He's like,
oh yeah, he's closer, much closer to us now, and the Minotaur has been pushed far away from us diagonally.
Yeah.
Okay. The Minotaur is going to use a defensive. He's going to go into a defensive position. So, and that's going to be his turn.
All right, and then Tom Darkblood. Is going to do Sly Flourish.
Yes.
And he gets roughly 29.
Roughly?
Roughly.
Against armor class?
Yep.
Okay, that'll hit.
And then he does... a D6. Hello. Because I'm using my shuriken. Fuck me. He does 11 damage.
Okay.
Still pretty good.
And then he moves... 1, 2, 3.
Well, let me tell you first, he is bloodied by that attack.
Oh, shit. Let me do my thing I did.
Christ crikey on a cracker.
Okay, so I'm going to do press the advantage.
I assume that's the noise you make when you press the advantage. I don't know.
Typically. Wait, actually...
You have to be in melee to do press the advantage.
I know that. Oh. I knew that.
He's trying to sneak it past.
All the time, I was originally, like, here.
Oh, those rogues, you know, they like to be sneaky.
Sneaky as hell.
All the time I try to cheat against Thrifty, and he always gets me. So, I'm gonna move here and do press the advantage. And I got a... 26. Versus AC.
The trigger is him being bloodied.
I thought you said he was bloodied.
That's yeah, but the trigger, you weren't by him when he went bloodied.
You weren't by him when you got bloodied. You had to move, and then...
You're putting the cart before the horse, so to speak.
But I moved towards him.
Yeah, but...
Right, but the trigger's an immediate action.
You would have
I
to bloody
hate
him.
You, and I'm going to kill you with this Minotaur.
Thomas.
All right, then I move over to Brighton, which is down here.
Did we say that we're at Fenway Park on the screen?
Yeah. All right, then I move all the way down here.
And I had a discussion.
Okay, you can't. Well, there's a wall there. You have to. Okay. You can move to, like, here. I'll give you that place.
So the out-of-bounds line here? Is a wall?
Yeah.
Okay, so
foul line.
He has moved far to the south, listeners. The rest of the gang is sort of in as far to the south west as you can possibly get, and the Minotaur is about as far to the northeast as you can get.
All right. Man, you're so far away.
He's that's what I did.
He's almost up in the bleachers.
That's how he got this range.
He's in the nosebleeds.
He's getting ready to catch a foul ball.
Range is six. You can't even get him from there.
I know.
Just stand there. Keep ending your turn and wait for him to make the first move.
Done.
Okay. Well, what he's going to do, what is his move?
Can he do it?
So he's going to use his move action, and he's going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He's going to move 6 spots towards the Tum. Oh, actually, can I undo that? Yes, I can. Okay. He's going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, he's so close.
I know.
So he's going to go ahead and trade his standard down for another move action. And he's going to, let's see, what's his, this is like a game of cat and mouse, you guys.
I'm a cat.
You're a mouse with a scorpion tail.
Minotaur and man.
I want a mouse with a scorpion tail.
Fifth, let's fast forward this. I murder this guy. He's so dead. I'm like, I have the perfect amount of like sweat sheen where I look great.
Yeah. Okay, so he moves down, so he's adjacent to you, and he's going to use his shield bash.
Which is a minor.
Don't worry, you can only do it once per round. And,
That's butts and poops.
That is a 1d20 plus 6 versus 4 to 2. What's he gonna get? That's a 20. 20 versus fortitude.
Oh, I thought that was the damage. Never mind.
You hit.
Okay.
You hit me. Why?
So he did the bash. He did the shield bash.
Dog. So what's going to happen here is he's going to do 2d6 plus 4 points of damage.
And that's a lot of damage.
That's going to be 13 points of damage, and you're knocked prone.
That's weird. How do you...
Thrifty doesn't give a shit about you.
Okay. So... Is he done?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Tim, you mad?
No.
For the listeners out there, the Minotaur has moved right next to Tim.
Also for the listeners, real life Tim, he's so mad.
He's wrinkled his little nose. It's adorable.
What you gonna do, Tummy Tum?
Timmy Tummy, Tim Tum, Taru.
Tim, you should be frozen.
No, I was just, I don't know.
What were you improving, Tim?
I was improv. I do press the advantage because he's bloodied.
Nope.
Okay. I do a sly flourish.
Oh, God. Ow. Your drums.
18.
You can do that while prone?
Oh, fuck. I get up.
Oh, no.
18 versus armor class?
Yeah.
That misses.
What?
Well, now you know.
And knowing it's above 18.
I use
Shift away.
I use an acrobatic strike. I use my action point. And then I do acrobatic strike. And that is a 24 versus AC.
That hits.
Okay. Wonderful. And that is 9 damage.
Okay. Oof. Okay.
And I'm kind of confused. How many squares does he take up, and what is his square?
This is more for effect. He takes up this square right here.
Okay, so Tom shifts here.
That's funny you say that. Now go ahead. That is a wall.
And then I move 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
5, 6.
So when you shift, it triggers a goring toss.
Oh.
An enemy adjacent to the Minotaur shifts, and it's an immediate interrupt. And that's going to be a, let's see.
I don't even know what kind of sound effect to make for goring toss.
Tom is now awake and mildly interested.
He stopped balancing his own boner.
He is mad at me, so he can be like, yes, you get gored.
That's going to be a 15 versus reflex.
Oh, bitch, get out of my house!
Reflex!
That... Almost forgot. Misses.
That was my big play. You ruined it.
You told it to me 3 days ago.
Oh man!
Whoa! Are you forgotten?
The G chat does not stay in the G chat.
No. I mean, it's 19. You rolled bad.
Huh?
My reflex is 19.
Yeah, I rolled bad.
Yeah. Now you mentioned that there was he had a thing that fucked up my shifting, yet I still did it.
Yeah. Huh. Well, there was two different Minotaurs to choose from, so.
Oh.
He ain't give a damn.
Got it.
Why don't you give me any hints, Thrifty?
Because you don't G-chat with me.
Yeah, you always Facebook me, and I'm like, I love our time together, but I'm going to get fired.
Oh, well, you just need to, why are you on Facebook? I only Facebook chat you when you're on Facebook chat.
I got to go to my Game of Thrones Ascent and create more iron.
Oh, my God.
Ugh.
So, no, that's going to get you fired, not the G-chat, the Facebook chat.
Sorry. I'm not very smart.
All right. Are you done, Timothy?
Yep.
Okay.
So use my action point. Yeah.
So let's see. So he's going to turn around because that makes more sense. So Tom is like halfway across the battlefield again.
He is to the north of our heroic band.
And let's see.
The Minotaur.
Who is an actual band and has started playing battle music?
He's in left field of the baseball field.
See, the problem with this guy is he doesn't have a charge.
Everyone has charge.
Yeah, isn't that?
But he doesn't have like a special charge. Dude, you did not go far enough. One, two.
I'm at six.
Four, five, six. But he can go six too.
I don't care. Wait a second. I'm not bloodied.
But he didn't tell you this guy's level 8.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. You're going to die.
So he's going to hit you with his battle axe.
That's his battle axe. That's his grunt of battle axe rage.
Ooh, that's a good one. 26 versus AC.
Reroll it, playa. Minus 5.
Oh, playa. Ho-ho. I don't know why I just made that noise.
I'm glad you did.
Pretty dumb. I will edit that out.
But not you talking about editing it out.
No.
Come on. Yay, you got a 5, turd.
I rolled. No, it's a 10. It clearly says 10.
Yeah, but minus 5.
Yeah, but you minus 5 because of my.
Oh, shit. Yeah, he misses the shit out of you. Good thing he can also do a shield bash.
His axe swings.
Which he's
going to
do now.
It was a Minotaur smash.
Wait, I don't. Yes, I do. I did. Okay.
It's been done.
Minotaur smash. That's funny.
I know because you laughed.
That's going to be an 11 versus fortitude.
I don't think that hits.
You should check.
You have really low fortitude.
It does not.
It just barely misses you.
Yeah.
Wow. Man. Tum might live to be a Tum again.
I'm dancing hard right now. I am feeling cocky, so I do my sly flourish.
Signature. Dark.
But I point to the crowd with my shuriken and my dagger, and they make a wave. They go, sly flourish. Woohoo! And I got like a 30-something.
Well, 30-something will hit.
And... and then I did... Sorry. I did 11 damage.
Want to describe this kill shot to the fans out in the audience?
I throw up my shuriken into the air, and the Minotaur, Tum 2, is like, badass, I get an opportunity attack. So he lifts up his axe to get an opportunity attack as my shuriken flies, and I look like I'm done. And midway through his swing, I stab my dagger up and through his jawbone into his brain, and as his eyes flash and his soul leaves, my shuriken return, my magical shuriken returns to my hand and gouges through his head.
Wow.
Man.
And from the cell, you hear Tom.
Tom, I'm happy for you, and I'm going to let you finish, but I'm real sad. I didn't even think to make any Pomfar or Lerpa jokes at all.
I'm Pomfaring as hell.
I'm really embarrassed.
I fucked a dead Minotaur.
No, that's not... No!
What'd you do?
We need to watch
No, because I murdered
again.
My Pomfar as a Satan.
So you're good. So now you don't... Yeah, you're good now. You're not going to die.
And as the Minotaur slumps towards me, I casually kick him away from me.
Wow.
Like, he annoys me.
That's rude.
But he's too heavy and he crushes you anyway.
And then I die. And then I get gored.
And then an old man with a tiny little metal device runs over to him and scans him over really quickly and looks up to the crowd and says, he's dead!
The crowd goes crazy, you guys. Everyone is chanting, Tom! 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 Tom!
And I'm backflipping hard. And then I yell, let my goddamn friends out of here. Get out of here, my... Guards, you...
Be free.
I'm a thumble. Get my friends out of the jail cell. Treat us to some wine. A feast, I say. A feast.
Trant walks back up to his giant podium altar thing and goes, well done, Tom. That's the halfling I remember.
Thank you, Father.
But...
But
I will bring your friends out as requested.
Oh, I thought you were going to make him fight me.
Anyways, we've been trying to set up a shipping business. If you could help us with this.
Hold on there, son. I don't think this crowd is completely sated yet.
I think I know what's going to happen, and I really hope I'm
you
right.
You haven't slaked their thirst for blood.
I really hope I'm right.
I take an extended rest.
I have been napping this whole time, so I think we can consider that an extended rest, right?
You guys actually all have taken an extended rest.
Yeah, because
we passed out.
You're all full up. I mean, Tom isn't. He's not looking
I
so
have
hot.
17 hit points.
Ooh.
Yeah, Tom's a little bloody, you
maybe,
guys.
Maybe give him some healing. Whatever you say, Mike.
Stop it. No more.
The big like gates on the far end of the arena open up.
Oh.
And you see a pair of
baseball players.
The green monster.
You have you see some like glowing eyes, very large glowing eyes.
Yes.
And then you see six guards dragging just the biggest lizard lion you've ever seen.
Well, I've never seen a lizard lion, so...
Ah, it's an alligator!
Oh my god, he's huge!
And they release him, and he snaps one of the guards and just chews him up.
Oh god, he's rude as hell!
Like, an arm just like falls off his body and
that guard was
ground.
A minion.
That guard was Trent Thumble.
He's bad.
That's one.
The other guards go running in into the gate, and the gate goes slamming down.
So we're fighting one lizard lion.
That's one wicked big lizard. That's all I gotta say. One wicked big lizard.
And you hear Trant's booming voice again. From the swamps of Ichchaka, it's a giant fucking crocodile.
He started off so serious.
I guess there's dad. We need to take.
They like bad language.
He's like, holy shit, you guys.
Hey guys, did you hear like a rattling sound just then? Do you know what it was? It was Tim dropping his wedding ring on the ground because we're divorced.
I was so caught off guard by the crocolisk that my wedding ring shot off my hand.
Hey guys, let's all roll d20 for initiative.
Ooh. I'm a little bit.
Ooh!
I thought Thrifty was going to make us fight each other, but.
I rolled an 18. Good.
Guys, I rolled a 20, but didn't do it in the right place. So yeah, right. I'm going to redo it.
Yeah, right.
Guys.
I rolled an 18 plus 2. I'm at 20. That never happens ever.
I rolled a 19 plus 2 and then plus another 2.
Damn.
So
are you serious?
I can't do math. I'm at 23.
I rolled a 9 plus 5 plus 2, so that would be plus 7, which would be 16.
Guys, in that I'm really tired, I rolled a 5 plus 2 plus 7, so that's 14.
Oh.
Hey.
I thought I was still going to end up going last because I was like, you always get so much.
We all got 30s.
Okay. So that is going to mean that Aludra is up.
Okay.
And ready to rock.
Can you remind me again?
Ready to crawl. So
my speed is 5. But I can't obviously do anything if I just move 5. So can I like trade down and move twice?
Yep.
Okay. So if I do that, is that all I can do or do I get like a minor?
You'll still have a minor left over.
I say that, but now I don't think I can. I don't think I have anything else I can do though. So, which stinks. Are we wanting to be like up where the lizard lion is, or do we want to be back more?
Well,
guys, what do we?
I mean,
I can hit him from.
We don't really have a whole lot of ranged attacks.
Okay, so I guess I was just wondering if we want him to come to us more and be more in the middle, or we want to go like straight up where he is.
Is this lizard lion taking up actually taking up to a 2x2x3 square or
yep,
rectangle?
It's huge.
Okay, good.
Oh, wow.
Good, good, good. So that,
holy crap. Okay.
So that means that Junpei can put his crap in the back and not have to worry about any of us getting hit.
Okay. Okay, good. So I'm just going to go up where he is, then.
Wait, what am I going to put in the back?
Well, you can't. We don't have to worry about your flaming sphere, because you can put it on the other side of him, and we can all, like, hit, like.
Absolutely.
And we can still even flank. Two of us, anyway. Maybe three. Or four, I mean.
I'm going to move here. I've decided.
Okay, so Aludra goes charging across the battlefield and is just one square away. One square between her and the megalisk.
I'm very brave. I said, come and get me, you beast!
Come at me, bro.
So I guess Tom?
Okay. I'm gonna go... I'm gonna be right behind her. And at this point, I look at the crocolisk or whatever, and I say, Gary?
Never mind.
You look like somebody I knew.
Somebody that you used to know?
No.
No, not that. Not that one.
Bad joke.
Undo.
Edit.
Take that bad joke.
Everybody clap for editing.
No. It must stay. No,
I
didn't
want that. Okay, so the crocagator moves up a square and
thought he might
takes a big snappy bite at Aludra. And let's see what we get. That's looking like an 18 versus Aludra's armor class.
Nope, get out of here.
Aludra shrugs it off.
She's like
it's nothing.
Aludra, like, she like looks down at this alligator, like, get out of here.
I ain't afraid no crocs.
Are you for real?
Junpei.
Hey, buddy.
It's your turn. There's time to shine.
I know. I'm gonna go ahead and move 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm gonna move Geodude right there. For the listeners, that means that Geodude is right to the left of Aludra and Tom the Dragonborn. And then
it's really the worst conga line ever.
It's kind of like
we're pretty disjointed.
It's all messed up. I'm gonna drop a flaming sphere right there where I pinged, if that's all right.
Well, I don't know. How about you drop it there?
I know. I'm going to drop it over at the other place. Right there.
How about you drop it there?
Ooh.
I just dropped it there.
Flaming Sphere looks particularly detailed this week.
It looks like a Dragon Ball.
It's beautiful.
It Yeah, maybe I can summon Shenron. I don't know. I don't watch that stuff at all.
You use the correct name, somewhat correct name of the dragon.
Can Shenron. He move through us?
Can who move through it? Shenron?
No.
He's so large. He can?
No, he can't.
So he's so large, we can easily trap him up against this wall if
yep.
Tom moves his ass.
That's why I'm putting Geodude over there, too.
Or actually, Geodude can do it, too, yeah.
Cool. I also want to try to make it where he can't move.
Yeah.
That's literally what they're saying right now.
They're going to push him against the wall, and then I'm going to make it where he stays there, is what I'm saying.
And then you can.
Well, if we're surrounding him, he can't move through us. He won't be able to go anywhere anyway.
Wait, are we counting that dirt as the wall or like the fence as the wall?
It's the fence as the wall.
He's not quite against the wall.
If you guys can,
Tim, don't look at me like that.
Hey, I can put Geodude right where you're standing, Aludra, and then Tom and you can flank him from the top and bottom.
Right, okay, that's what I was planning.
Okay, I like that.
Okay, but I still gotta roll see how that little fiery ball does damage to my boy here.
Yeah. It looks like a skull's inside of it. Maybe a little bit.
I don't know.
It looks like Austria.
Okay, so I rolled an 18 plus 6 versus reflex.
Can you say that again?
I rolled an 18 plus 6 versus reflex.
No.
Oh, well, see, the listeners don't ever get to hear you say that, so...
It's been edited out of every podcast.
So he said reflex. That hits.
You edit out my best, my favorite goof.
Yeah, I love how you changed best to favorite.
Yep.
That's appropriate.
I caught myself. Don't worry.
That is why you have so many dice bag orders. What with his editing and all.
Mm-hmm. I edit you to be so handsome.
But that does hit.
Yeah, it hits.
Okay. I'm gonna. Go ahead and attach my burning gauntlets heroic thing to that ability or to that attack. That's a free action, son. Using this power, you can make an attack with the fire keyword. The first target hit by that attack, if any, also takes ongoing 5 fire damage. Save ends. Also, you deal an extra 1 fire damage on successful attacks with the fire keyword until the end of the encounter. If you've reached at least 1 milestone today, that doesn't matter because I haven't reached any milestones, so I won't read that. Yeah. And now I'm going to do my 2d6 plus 4, so that is 9 damage regular, and then another 5 ongoing fire damage, I wonder if I have any minor actions I can use for anything good, I don't think so. As a minor action, I guess I could shoot him with my fiery beam attack, my fiery laser eyeball, if that's all right with you.
No, that's great for me.
Does that work? Okay. And then that's a 1d6?
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. You gotta roll.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I knew how much damage it goes to beforehand, because I know what the roll is going to be like. I rolled a 4. Yeah, no good. Still, I did it okay, and now he's on fire, and he's a cold-blooded creature, so he's not used to the effects of heat like the rest of us. So, there you go. That should be my entire turn, because I've done all my stuff. Over to you, Tom Darkblade.
Guys, I hate this dragon thing so much.
Why are you hating dragon things? It's rude. Tom's right there.
I vote.
Do you hate him because he's from the swamps of Ichtaka?
My people have fought the Ichtakans for generations and millenniums.
But how do you remember that?
Cool with him.
Aren't you amnesiac?
I get this weird vapor of a feeling, this weird effervescence of a memory, and I feel like it's true. I do sly flourish. I think it's 17 versus AC?
17 versus AC?
Wait. Yep.
17. The crocodile looks at you and goes,
he's very articulate for a crocodile.
Yeah. He says, get that weak shit out of here.
Tell him to fuck off.
Wait, the crocodile talked? He spoke?
Guys, I regret fighting him. Let's be his friend now. He can talk.
He can't talk, guys.
He has the brain of a man.
I was just goofing. Guys, sometimes I goof. I'm sorry.
You broke my heart.
All right, I'm done.
Well, you know what that means. That means it's round two, Aludra.
Round two.
Fight. Wait. Okay. So I'm gonna do my erupting.
If you shift down, like, I can flank him on my turn. You don't have to do it right now, but you know.
That seems like a good idea, though. So.
Yeah, and large beasts are easier to flank, but just don't be next to the fireball.
Oh no, I am not close to that fireball. All right, so I shifted.
I intentionally made it not close to you.
He does a goring strike.
What?
I'm just kidding.
He doesn't even have anything with which to gore, except for his teeth.
Did I mention he has giant horns?
What is this creature? Is this a dinosaur?
I'm making this all up, guys.
It's a tiger croc. It's a gator
croc. I'm going to do Burst of Earth's Fury. So I put my sword into the ground. Isn't that what Lion-O did a lot in Thundercats? He put
the sword in the ground. I could not tell
you. Thunder! Thunder!
So I do that. Thundercats, ho!
Thundercats, ho!
Hey!
Guys.
Yo, bitch, it's Thundercat time! Yep. Fuck off!
You're perpetuating.
Guys, I think I did bad. Oh, and by I think, I know I did, because I only rolled a 2. Is his AC... Maybe his AC is 11.
Nope.
Well...
Thundercats, yeah. Oh shit! Fall on your
balls.
Face.
Alright, well at least I'm like in...
Oh shit.
I feel like, should I take an action point and do something else to him? Are we cool?
I think we're alright right now.
Okay, alright. I'll just refrain.
Are you gonna mark him?
Yeah. Definitely marking him.
Alright, just checking.
Because I'm a lot more brave than I am wise.
That's true. Well, that's your job.
Okay, so Tom.
Or, Tom, would you rather be in the flanking position?
Hmm.
Because I can.
He brave enough?
Can you get there this next turn?
Position is.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, so.
If you can't quite get there, I can shift out after. On my next turn. But if you.
I can get above Aludra in the same column as her.
Yeah.
Is that flanking?
Yeah,
isn't it? Yes.
Okay, I can get there.
We can draw a line straight through the creature to each other. So I feel like that's what I've always heard flanking.
It's the line for the center.
That's close.
But his center technically does extend out between that.
No, you're good. You're good.
Okay.
Tom, so I can get to.
I will leave it for you.
Because I feel like you get some real like sweet bonuses when you're flanking.
Yeah,
it's the hottest bonuses from
today's
new music.
Oh my god.
So I'm going to close that little one square gap that I have between me and the crocky dial.
the crocky dinosaur.
The crocky dial. and I'm going to do my attack, which is called...
I love that move.
Attack.
That is a fan favorite move of yours.
Which is called Warlord Strike. And roll it.
Ooh.
That is a 16 plus 11 versus AC, so a 27.
That's gonna hit.
Yay, and that's 2d10 plus 6. A 3 and a 9.
Nice work, Tommy.
So 12 plus 6, 18. Yeah, 18. And then allies get plus 2 to damage rolls against the target till the end of turn.
Nice.
Yes.
Until the end of your next turn?
Until the end of my next turn, yes.
Okay. That was 18 damage total?
Yes.
Okay.
I look at the crowd and I'm like, that is my man! Tom! Give it up!
And then I'll do my demonic frenzy.
Goes, kind of nods his head.
It looks delicious!
You hear me? I'm going to do my demonic frenzy. My demonic frenzy.
Do that demonic frenzy.
So that's another 5 damage.
How does demonic frenzy work when... Is it just creature or is it enemy? Or is it... How does it work?
Oh, yeah. You have to... It's random.
It could be either one. Well, I already rolled the damage.
Let's see. Aludra is even. So, Aludra, let's see how much damage you take.
Wait, I don't get to defend myself in any way?
No, it doesn't.
No, it just hits.
Okay.
So I did not think at all.
That's okay.
And
that's
this is 5 damage to Elytra.
Oh.
Hey, when your demons pushed upon you.
That's fine.
Yeah, it does say when your anger breaks free, your claws and teeth lengthen and you can't stop yourself from lashing out. So it's not really my fault.
As a House Vidalis demon griffin rider.
I can't wait till my story when that plays out.
Oh my god. If Thrifty figures out a way to, like, all your stuff makes sense, I will give him a blowjob.
I'll do it with you. We can double team.
Hey, Thrifty found a way to work in me getting eaten by cannibals and still made this fucking show work. I think we should give him the benefit of the doubt.
He knows what.
That was easy. You were eaten.
Yeah, but, like, I was carried away into space by other goblin pirates and had one of my arms eaten and brought back.
It was impressive.
These things happen.
It was an impressive.
Yeah. We're in a magical world.
It's just life, man.
So I guess these things just happen. The crocodile's time. So,
but wait!
He's going to take...
Lizard lion!
Sorry, lizard lion. He's going to take 5 points of damage from ongoing fire.
Yep, and he's also going to take one... Oh, what is it? 1d4 plus 4 plus 2.
I think it's plus 4. I thought it was 1d4 plus 4.
Yeah, it's 1d4 plus 4, but it's also plus 2 to damage rolls against him, and this is a damage roll. So
wait, is he on fire?
Thing? Are you talking about from Tom's thing? Because I think that's to hit.
Yeah, for attack.
Yeah,
roll,
it's to attack rolls. It's not to damage
rolls.
It's
damage rolls, yeah. So.
Oh, attack?
No, it's attack rolls.
Oh, okay, well, whatever. 1d4 plus 4 still not... Too shabby, especially since I just...
Oh, wait a minute. No, I'm lying. It does say plus 2 to damage rolls against the target.
Yeah.
I read it wrong.
Totally different.
Okay, so there you go.
So 1d4 plus 6?
4 plus 6, yes.
So 10.
So I just did 15 damage to him. I haven't even attacked this turn. So, you know... What's up?
Brush your shoulders off.
If you're feeling like a pimp.
Drop it like it's a flaming sphere.
I feel like Dupin would
song.
Be like real pimp like. He's got like cool
he has a
clothes.
Jacket.
I look okay.
Swagger.
I'm also missing a hand.
He tells people to make
sex.
You
have more of a pimp.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, you can make like yourself like a crystal hand or something. Be like,
Roz,
cool.
You're now a whore again. I am pimp.
No.
Hey,
I don't mean that kind of a pimp. Yeah.
Does 21 hit your armor class?
That would be close. Aludra's got a lot of armor. Yeah.
It does.
Oh, no.
Okay. So, basically, you see this big crocodile mouth coming at you.
Well.
Coming at you.
And he is going to do 1D... I got a key of that switch between windows. And it's dumb. 1d10 plus 7.
No.
That's going to be a 10.
10 points of damage?
Yep.
Total?
Yeah, it's 10 points of damage.
Okay.
But you also notice that you're in his mouth now.
Fight your way out.
I don't like it there.
Aludra, you can do it.
Wait, can I still flank with Tim?
No, fight your way in.
Now, it's easier on lizard lions to hold their mouth shut because their jaws that open their mouth aren't very strong. Yes. So we'll just keep you in there, and we'll hold it shut so he can't bite anybody else.
Yeah, Aludra, get like a fistful of the top of his mouth, the roof of his mouth, and just hold it fast. Hold it steady.
Okay, so I have my hands up on top of his mouth, and I'm using my little feetsis to just kick his uvula. Just kick it.
Oh, so it's a girl it's lizard ball. Lion.
Is there any
I love
way,
that joke.
Is there any way we can like make this more like the opening scenes of Dragonheart, starring Sean Connery and that other guy?
I thought about it. No.
Okay.
The fire that is engulfing the crocodile has gone out.
What? After one turn?
He saved against it. Look, right there.
I know.
Thrifty
I know,
GM.
I know,
rolling 1d20. 19.
It's okay. I'm just...
How do I get out of his mouth?
Thrifty.
It'll be a difficulty check of 20 when your turn comes around.
Okay.
Junpei, you're up.
Hey, guys. I'm gonna do a minor action to sustain my fire, the heat of my fire, and I'm gonna move. Hey, Thrifty, do you really edit out my reflex?
I'm telling you, you need to listen to the podcast.
There is a point in like episode 8 where I was like, I'm going to from now on edit out every time you say reflex.
You do realize the last episode you said it 86 times.
I only say it.
It took him 7 hours.
I only say it when it's appropriate.
Which is, hey guys, put your reflex.
No, it's not, it's not reflex. It's reflex.
I just lost a year of my life by hearing that sound that said
me. Can we replace what you... Thrifty, can you replace when he says that with the Duran Duran song instead? Would that be better?
Nope.
I'm just too bummed that you...
Yeah,
you
know, guys,
I'm a son of a crocodile mouth!
Okay, so I'm going to attack Gator McCluskey with my flaming spear, and I'm going to roll... D20 here. I rolled an 11, and that's going to be plus 6 plus another 2 because he's in rough terrain. So that's an 11 plus 8, which is 19 versus his reflex.
Steven, the way you were just up next to the camera with your arm, I thought it was you standing up in a white t-shirt without pants on.
Wait a minute, could Olin be so lucky?
My dick.
Check it out.
Hey,
what was the reflex 19. Attack? 19. That will hit.
Okay, cool. So sorry about this, Gator McCluskey, but I'm gonna roll 2d6. I really liked you in the movie Gator.
Don't apologize to him. I'm inside of his mouth. He's rude.
Okay, so that's 7 plus 4. So that's 11, obviously. And as a free action, I would like to point towards the gator's mouth and scream, "Get away from her, you bitch!" Because we know it's a girl alligator crocodile monster now.
Because that's useful.
Is that a girl thing?
No, God.
Tom.
You're married.
I think
it's me,
from
Tom Darkblade. And I see it's uvula and might get a boner. I'm like, that's what I thought.
Won't you flank the shit out this dude?
I go here. Trust me, it works.
He's
and
flanking.
Doesn't he
get an opportunity attack when you
move?
No, because you can move up diagonally.
Nope. Let me show you how it went.
Forget it. Just go.
Here.
He just went like around.
Anyways, and then I do. I got a 22 versus AC.
Are you doing
what
dark
did you
magic?
Do?
A dazing strike.
Okay.
This guy moves all the time.
Yeah, that
you
worked.
You guys are assholes. Every time... No, reflex could be as big as Sly Flourish, you guys. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah, sure. I do sex damages.
Sex damage?
That's sex. Sucks.
I need that.
No wonder.
Can you guys just, like, swap the way that you say it? Can Tom say Sly Flourish, and then Strom will just be like,
does this hit your Sly Flourish?
Yeah, we gotta trick up Thrifty so he can't.
Oh, wait, I get more damage, right? So I get...
Yeah, you get plus 2,
dog.
Eight damages.
Okay.
Now what happens?
Now Aludra gets...
No! I do low slash.
That was really vehement.
I get 27 versus reflex.
That hits.
And then I do... another sex damage...
Plus 2 or not?
Yeah, I guess I still technically get plus 2.
Still damage.
So, 8 damage.
Okay.
Is he bloodied?
No.
He's close,
isn't
though.
Isn't defensive? Isn't it very defensive?
Why?
He's not bloody because he's got mad points, y'all.
Oh, wait.
He's not even close to being bloodied.
I do an extra 3 damage because I'm flanking. How about now?
No.
You did. Hey, I haven't been paying attention, but you've been taking the extra 2 damage for 2
yeah,
rolls,
yes.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, so,
I'm done.
Aludra.
Yes.
You can do whatever you like. It's a DC 20 of either athletics or acrobatics to escape his giant maw.
20?
His blade-like teeth.
And I can't, like, fight him inside his mouth, right?
You could just hit him.
Wait, what is it against? What's the DC against? Athletics or...
Either
what?
Athletics or acrobatics.
Ooh, my acrobatics is really bad. And also my athletics is bad. But I can't do strength. Can I do strength, though? To try to pry his jaws apart?
Let's see.
I feel like that makes sense.
A straight up strength roll would be a plus 6, I guess? Yeah, you'd get a plus 6 if you just want to use your strength.
Yeah, I want to do that, because that's better than what I got on the other ones. So, okay, I'm going to try to... Come on, sweet dice! Roll. Ah, I rolled a 19!
Not a 20, is it?
All right.
Is that, but I get plus 6.
So I
punch the crocodile from within his mouth. Punch.
Sorry,
so
jump out.
Using your awesome dwarfy strength, you just pry his teeth open and slide out.
I'm covered in crocodile saliva. So did that count as like a standard? How does that work?
I'll give it. Let's say that's your move.
All right, I'll take it. That's great. You know what? I'm gonna do something I haven't done yet.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to pull out my daily.
Ooh.
So, this is how this works. First, I'll do a minor action. I'm going to turn into the form of Winter's Herald. I'm a big ice lady now.
It sounded like you said the form of Werther's Herald, like Werther's Originals.
I turned into a giant butterscotch. I'm delicious. The crocodile really wants to eat me even more now. You assume the guardian form of Winter's Herald until the end of the encounter. While you are in this form, you gain a plus one bonus to AC, could have used that earlier, and resist 5 cold. In addition, each square within 2 squares of you wherever you move is difficult terrain for your enemies. Okay, so there's that. And now, I'm going to use form of Winter's Herald standard action. So, this is versus the crocodile's AC.
Oh, idiot.
My fucking god. Are you serious?
Not a 1.
Not a 1, but it was a 2. I do, because I am flanking, so I get plus 2, so I get a 13 versus AC. Come on.
Mm-mm.
Well, good news is, since this is a daily, even if I miss, I get half damage, and the target is immobilized until the end of my next turn.
Well,
so he's both...
Yep.
He can't even roll to get out of that or nothing?
Nothing. He can't do that signature crocodile roll. They do that, right?
Yeah, death roll. That's what they do.
Death roll. Yeah, they flop. Okay, so I'm going to roll a D8 now. If I can find one, because Tim steals mine.
Oh, awesome. They're all gone.
He ate them all.
He loves it. Well, God. That was my hiss of displeasure. So I rolled a 1, plus 4 damage, so I guess I do 2 damage.
Woo!
Oh, but plus an extra 2, right?
Yep.
So 4. As soon
as they arrive, what was the total damage you did?
Okay, so I rolled a 1, plus 4, so that's 5, but I do half damage. So that would be, you can't
add,
do half.
Add everything up first. Is the
mighty power so yeah, do five. Everything. So Tom's
plus 2. Plus 2, so that's 7.
Oh, I see, 7.
And then half of that, you're always round down, and so it's 3 points of damage.
I was trying to get an extra point in there.
That's awesome how your daily just did 3 points of damage, Elutra.
Shut up, it's immobilized. I don't do damage. Have we not discussed this?
Did you mark him at least, or is he going to eat the meat now?
Can we always assume that the thing is marked?
No, you have to say it.
He's marked as shit.
Okay. Tom.
How'd you know his name was Mark? I am going to...
No, Lady Mark?
His name is Say
it ain't so. I am Mark. Go.
Uh-huh.
I am Blink-182. I am Blink-182.
That's good, man. What are you at right now? What's your HPs?
17.
Do you need more?
I could use more, yeah. Yeah? I'm bloodied.
Oh, do you get, like, bonuses from bloodied? Should you just stay bloodied?
No, I'm not you.
Oh.
I wish.
Oh. I just assumed everybody was as cool as me. I will use my inspiring word on you.
Tom. Do I roll the d6, or do you do?
Just you can roll a d6. I'll give you...
I got a 2, so it's healing surge plus d6 plus something?
Yeah, plus something, and I always forget what that something is. I add charisma? Yeah, charisma. Modifier. which is
your charisma modifier.
Yeah, my charisma modifier. It's sweet. Shit.
Math! Crusaders! Getting it!
50, do you actually play that math song underneath these long math sequences, or do you
what
just
the hell?
Edit it out?
No, I just remove them.
Why can I not remember? Oh, okay.
I missed my math song
where I need to look.
It would be great if you actually used any of my jokes on the show. Maybe I could contribute.
It's just the one.
As soon as you make one, we'll put it in.
Three.
Oh, that is rude.
Damn. What's your charisma?
It's three.
So 14.
Okay.
Okay. I want to do my daily too. There's all these dailies being thrown around. I'm gonna do my bastion of defense. That is a 15 plus 11 versus AC.
So 26 versus AC. You're making me do the math.
Yeah, I did, and you did a great job.
Yeah, that hits. 3D.
Boom, 30 damage.
Dope. Wow.
Jesus.
He did it.
Man, I mean, that is so impressive. You think that would definitely bloody him.
Yeah, you would think that if I was smart, what I would do first is I would have made myself bloodied. And then done it. But whoops. What are you going to do?
It did actually bloody.
Oh, nice.
Oh, poops.
Sorry, Tom.
It's okay, guys.
No, that's all I got then. I'm just going to hang out.
Okay.
Broin.
I'm just chilling with my boy Gary.
Gator.
Okay. I wish I would have write this down so I didn't have to keep flipping back and forth between a bunch of different shits.
Oh, give me shit for having to look at my shit, and then you gotta look at your shit.
Well, when I do it, it doesn't annoy me for some reason.
Oh.
Why is that?
Hey, I don't know what the word hypocrite means, but
Hippocrates.
Man, Aludra, I'm guessing a 14 doesn't hit your armor class.
Hey, Drifty.
Yeah.
Hold up 1 second, son. 1d4 plus 4. Thank you very much.
Oh.
7.
Right,
yeah, take that.
He just took 7 points of damage.
Whoa.
Stupid gator.
Darn it.
Junpei
guys,
looks
crocodile.
Junpei looks up
hey guys,
at the crowd.
Hey, guys. Damage!
That's not a song.
Oh.
That's not.
Idiot. Man. I wish he had more attacks so I could hurt you guys more.
Huh. Yeah, all he's been done is bite, right?
Well, he keeps getting, like, immobilized, and
yeah.
He's got this awesome chompy
skills.
Move.
Skills.
But
how does he not have a death roll?
He seems like he should.
I guess I could just add it in right now.
No!
He pees out a swamp and then drags you to the bottom of it.
No, it's
maybe
so gross.
It's an attack that hits everyone adjacent to him.
Okay.
Oh, God. That's not
Junpei was the smart guy.
What do we do?
If there's a fireball next to him, he pees on it.
Okay. It's your Junpei's attack.
Oh, really?
Joopy. I like to call you that. It's so cute.
It's
so
Joopy.
Joopy.
Don't worry. Thrifty probably edits that part out.
No one knows you're in the podcast.
Yeah, I've gone
that's
for every episode.
That is not true. I have a list.
I saw I got on here. It's just like, wait, there are 5 of you?
What? Who's this guy?
As a minor action, I will sustain that fireball. And then I will go ahead and I'm trying to think of what I should do for if I should do some kind of movement thing here or what that would accomplish. Actually, you know what? I will move 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 movements over there. And I'll also go ahead and use a standard attack, which is I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna attack with that. You know what? I'm gonna use Raven Fieldman just to be fun.
Kicks.
Yeah, for kicks. So I rolled a 9 plus 6, which is 15, plus another 2 for 9 plus 6, which is 15, plus another 2 for 17. And do I get any other bonuses from any of you guys? Or did I miss anything?
Is that so? Is the 2 for attacks or damage?
The 2 is the 2 is done because I've had my
okay,
yeah,
no, I'm talking
okay.
about
yeah,
because he's on one of my feats because he's on rough terrain gives me +2 to attack to my attack.
Oh, right.
Oh yeah, he's on rough
terrain. Yep.
Yeah, he's on rough terrain right now because I'm standing next to him and I have
He's a double. I think he's on double rough terrain.
So do I get two
which
points?
Doesn't exist.
Or do I get four points instead? That's how that works, right?
No, you just get two. Don't stack.
Bummer.
We're about to make this double rough.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No.
Rip for no one's pleasure.
Oh, God. So that was versus fortitude.
Okay, that just barely hits.
Nice. Now pay attention, you guys, because now we know what fortitude he needs to hit. Not that it matters, because these are all...
Fortitude!
Stop it.
I'm
going to murder.
I'm going to do 1d10 plus intelligence modifier, and the target will be weakened until the end of my next turn. I rolled a 7, so plus 4, 11 damage, and he's weakened until the end of my next turn. And I look out to the crowd, and I look at them, and I say nothing because I didn't think of a good joke to go at the beginning of this because I was too busy feeling anger towards Thrifty, so I'm sorry.
But do you say that, though? But you say that. Right?
I said that entire
crowd.
Thing to the entire to the whole crowd.
I look out to the crowd, and I'm angry. I'm angry at the flaws of physics in this world. Can you hear me? Is my voice heard?
Tom Darkblade.
I both hump.
More like Dorkblade, am I right?
Oh, shit.
Oh, burn.
That hurts. I look at the crowd and go, are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? And then I say, and I mumble, Gladiator. And then I've used all my other cool stuff, so I will do Sly Flourish, which is a 17 versus AC. That hits?
No!
Wait. How about now?
No.
Okay, so I now do Sneak in the Attack, which is until the start of my next turn, the next ally who hits the target and has combat advantage against it deals extra damage equal to your sneak attack. So when Eludra attacks, she gets 2d8s.
Nice.
Wait, I got 19 versus AC. Does that hit? Because I'm flanking. I forgot. 19? AC, 19.
No, get out of here with that weak shit.
Damn it.
Jesus. You're like a punk bitch.
Oh,
language. Yeah.
Oh. It's pretty on the nose, though. He kind of nailed it.
He kind of got me in one word.
Kind of got
punk
your ass.
Bitch. No face.
You're punk hyphen bitch. Pretty much bad at D&D.
Oh.
Aww.
But next time anyone's flanking or has combat advantage, they get 2d8s to their attack roll.
Well, guys, we're going to have to remember that next week.
Whoa!
Wait, what?
Because, hey, guys, I have to be at PAX next week, and I'm not going to have time to edit two podcasts.
Oh, that makes sense.
Wow, guys. Oh, man. The intensity of this episode. Am I right?
Man, it's Jesse. Such a, like, cliffhanger. Who is someone going to get eaten by a crocodile? Who knows?
Are we going to eat a crocodile?
I'm going to make stew out of him. Mm. Jesse Rude from the United States says, Apple quality control. First, thank you for providing this tool to report concerns with the iTunes Store podcast. This podcast is disturbing, to say the least. To say the most, I like to add the fact that my loins quiver when new episodes released. I can't stop listening. It's causing my disturbance at work. I no longer eat without Sly Flourishing the food in my mouth. Apple, my wrists are killing me. Melkor says, barrier broken. Dungeons & Dragons has always been daunting me. This podcast broken the barrier. Frank Davis says, what's that you say? Half the cast of Thrones gang drinking and playing D&D? You better believe it, I'm listening. And you should too. Sly Flourish. 1-1 Ice Cube 1-1 from the United Kingdom says, good day, mate! I'm drinking tea!
No.
I fail at Revolutionary Wars!
That's not what it says.
He says, LOL. Hey, guys, loving the podcast so much that now, whenever I listen to it, I get funny looks cause of the laughing I do. Keep that, guys, from Ice Cube. Thank you! Further, he goes on to say, God save the Queen!
Oh. Yeah. So Yeah, guys, please. Thank you again. Thank you so much for the amazing Kickstarter backingness. We love you so much. We are completely humbled and proud and everything else.
I'm going to buy a 20-sided dice that's all 20s.
My dad finally will look me in the eye.
Just like a game. Aw.
And if you want to help out, just either go to Kickstarter and search for Drunks and Dragons, or hit our website, dndpodcast.com, and we got a big old link right there in the navigation to help you get to there. You can also find us on Twitter or at dndpodcast. We love it when you talk to us. It makes us happy because we're so sad the other 6 days of the week when we're not D&Ding.
Yeah, we cry a lot.
I hate my life and I want it.
There's nothing you can do to make me stop crying, but you can ease the pain a little bit.
Yeah. Sorry, this is a bit of a shorter week and we're cutting off in the middle of combat. That's my bad, you guys. I have to go and do crazy, awesome, fun stuff in PAX East. And, yeah.
I'll be there too.
It's going to be good.
We are currently touching.
But you guys aren't going to be able to have that much fun because you're going to miss me.
Well, these two jerks, Bachman and Strom, aren't even coming because they love you.
I offered to make them a lasagna dinner at my house, and they were like, no, I hate your lasagna. I would throw it on the ground. It made me sad.
I threw it on the ground.
That is word for word what we said, too.
I'm an adult.
It was really hurtful.
I'll make a special trip out to see you guys.
Yay!
But if you see us, we're going to be hardcore D&Ding in the tabletopping area. You can come and hug us. Tim really likes it when you lick his neck.
Mm-hmm. My neck is reachable.
But it's actually part of his culture, so it's okay for you to do it.
Floridian culture.
In fact, he would be offended if you didn't.
Yeah, no, don't be a racist. Lick my neck.
You can find me on Twitter. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
You can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
You can find me at Twitter at Tim Lanning. Or you can find some write-ups I do at thriftynerd.com.
Oh, shit. You can find me on the internet just surfing porn tube. You know what I mean? No, actually, you can find me at The Mike Bachman.
You can find me on Twitter at Steven Strum, StevenStrom. You can also find me on sidequesting.com where I write words about video games.
Yay. I guess until next week, keep rolling D20s.
That's what we say. Every week we say that. That exact same thing. Nothing about being dicey.
I don't like that.
Did I mess it up this time?
Oh, yeah, you did. It's cool. Luckily, we have this great outro music to fix your fuck up.
I know. Dude, everyone loves the outro music.
It's so good.
I actually didn't listen to the end of the other episode, so I'm not sure which part you used.
Yeah, I worked really hard on that math song, guys. It's an honor to have it at the end of each podcast.
Oh.
I do want the math song to be around.
Thrifty, let me say, the 2 hours of the math song, I originally didn't agree with, but after hour 1.3, I was like, you know what?
I
get it.
It put me in.
Don't I do enough? You're going to make me go and put a math song in places.
They're not all the time, just sometimes.
But when we do boring stuff, I just take it out. It just goes away.
No, I think that you should put it in as a special thing at some point. Mm-hmm. Just somewhere.
The math song is way funny. It's funny. I don't like to compliment other people.
I think we should put it as an outro 1 week or something.
But I think what we originally were starting to say is that the other music is really good, too.
You guys have Audacity. So you can go ahead and go and pull the math song and send it to me as a .wav file.
Or Ogg Vorbis.
Song we've been singing.
Oh, yeah. The song's like, I hope, cross my heart and I hope to die. I say, I hate my life and I wanna die. Everything's shit, I'm living a lie.
But I just wanted to ask, you know why I shout reflex the way I shout reflex, right?
Because of remix. Because of remix.
Yeah.
I think it matters.
Do you know why I am the way I am?
Yeah.